Welcome to the Encounters Podcast, brought to you by Mercy Culture Worship. My name is Jasmine Wheeler, and I'm so glad you're here and ready to encounter God with us. Our vision is to take people from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. So we're inviting you into our corporate encounter, hoping that it leads you deeper into your daily personal encounter. So we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. We don't make room for you. In our car, our room, wherever it is that we are right now, we don't make room for you. We give you the entire room. So speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Good morning, Mercy Culture. Good morning, good morning. Good morning. Anybody excited to worship?
Let's go.
Come on, join us down at the altar. Let's just begin to enter into his presence. Come on, every hand lifted in the room. Holy Spirit, we don't make room for you. We give you this entire room this morning. We just thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. On this Pentecost Sunday, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we invite you. We welcome you into this room. Would you come with your spirit, Lord? Come with fire, come with rain, come with oil, come with wind, come any way you want to come in the room today, Holy Spirit. We love you, we adore you, Jesus. We glorify you, we honor you in this place this morning. Come on, will you just sing this out with me? Sing, I love you, Lord. Sing, I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Come on, take joy. Take joy, my King. Let it be. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Come on, sing it again. Every voice in the room, sing, I love you, Lord. And I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. Come on to worship you. To worship you, oh my soul. Come on, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Take joy, my King.
Take joy, my King.
Yeah.
In what you hear.
Come on, let it be a sweet, sweet. Let it be a.
Let it be a sweet, sweet
Just begin to sing in the spirit right now. Yeah, we're not prophesying in tongues. We're just edifying our spirit, man, right now. Come on, every voice in the room. This is how you get your flesh out of the way. Come on. Just build yourself up in the spirit now.
night and day, we will worship, we will worship.
In day and night and day, we will worship, we will worship.
We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. King, for He is holy. He is holy. Crown the King. Crown the King. For He is holy. We cry, holy, holy are You. And our hearts are
set apart for You.
Oh,
every situation. God, you're holy. God, you're so holy. From every seat in the room, from every angle. God, you're holy. God, you're so holy. From every situation. Your hands. I feel like I'm supposed to tell you about a dream that I had recently. A couple weeks ago, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was hosting. The glory of God came and filled the sanctuary. And I wake up from the dream. I see my body laying on my bed, and lightning comes and hits my body. Then I go back into the dream. I wake up that morning singing this song, Jesus Paid It All. And I heard the Lord say about this moment to tell them about the blood. So on this Pentecost Sunday, where we recognize the Spirit, the outpouring of His Spirit and His presence, His Spirit is saying, remember the blood that paid it all. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? Says this, you are not your own, for you were paid with the price. And that price is the blood of Jesus that paid for your deliverance, that paid for your freedom, that paid for your bondage. Come on, I want believe he's releasing this morning today. So lift your hands, whether it's the first time or you need a double portion of the anointing and the Spirit of God to come and fill your temple. I declare right now, Holy Spirit, come out loud. Will you just say it? Holy Spirit, come.
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 We'll say thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood. Now just with your hands lifted, say thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood. It's because of the blood that we have a new covenant. It's because of the blood of Jesus that Jesus ascended to heaven at the right hand of the Father and sent his Spirit to fill you. I declare no spirit but the Holy Spirit is welcome here. We declare that there is a new covenant, that your mind is not yours, that your body is not yours, that your family is not yours, but you are covered, you are sealed by the Spirit of God. So just take a deep breath in and receive all that he has. This is a getting ready. Come on, breathe in right now. You're getting ready for what God's gonna do in this service. Breathe in right now. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Come and fill this temple. This temple is not my own, but it belongs to the Lord. Come on right now, breathe in and breathe out. Get yourself ready because an outpouring, because a wave of God is coming, whether you're ready for it or not. But I say to you, if you have faith in this room, get ready for the wave, get ready for the wave, get ready for the wave.
Set a wall fire, set a wall fire, set a wall fire in me, set a wall fire, set a wall fire, set a wall fire in me.
So turn your attention to heaven and just say, Lord, I'm ready today. Come on, say it out loud. Lord, I'm ready.
Lord, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Now last thing, just say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
outpour today.
Outpour today.
Say, Father,
Father,
pour out your Spirit on me today.
Pour out your Spirit on me today.
Say, Father,
Father,
pour out your Spirit,
pour out your Spirit
on us.
On us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God some praise.
Thanks for worshiping with us today. If you want to encounter God with us again next week, be sure to hit the subscribe button in the channel to stay in the know. Let's pray the benediction together. Lord, teach us your ways that we may know you and find your favor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.